This is the Spurs Cast Podcast, number 19, for November 12th, 2005.
Y'all ready for this? Now, your starters for the Spurs Cast. Hailing from San Marcos, Texas, starting point guard number 10, Michael DeLeon.
Robert Roy's going to be on the Wheel of Fortune. They're having an NBA week.
I like to solve the puzzle. Mike, can I solve the puzzle right now?
Solve the puzzle.
Phoenix sucks.
Hailing from New York City, starting center number 50, Jeff Garcia. From San Antonio, Texas, riding the bench, number 1, Melissa Martinez.
There would have been no bailout if it wasn't for Tim Duncan, because he carried the team for 3 quarters.
And now your 2005-2006 lineup of the Spurs Cast.
Hey, Spurs Cast listeners, this is Jeff, co-host, executive producer of the Spurs Cast podcast. Just want to tell you that I'm going to be flying solo tonight covering the Washington Wizards versus San Antonio Spurs game. This is going to be in the MCI Center. And it's about 5 minutes till game time. And I just want to let you know that it's going to be a solo cast tonight. We got the 4-1 San Antonio Spurs versus the 5-1 Washington Wizards. The Wizards are no slouch nowadays, as we all know, that they made it to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs last season. The key matchup tonight is going to definitely have to be Tony Parker, Gilbert Arenas. And, Tony has his work cut out for him. A lot has been said about him in the early opening of this NBA season, how he's scoring points, you know, pretty much being the 1-2 punch that the San Antonio Spurs need. But tonight he gets a true test going up against Gilbert Arenas. Should be a great matchup. I suspect that Gilbert Arenas will use his size and strength against Tony Parker. As far as quickness, you know what? They're both evenly matched. Mainly a lot of people have been saying that Gilbert Arenas is a bit faster than Tony Parker, but we shall see. So again, game time is almost upon us. So check back with me. Actually, I'll take that back. I'll check back with you guys around halftime, if not definitely post game, give you the final analysis and final stats. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the game. And also enjoy this pre-game analysis provided by the NBA TV Live crew. Again, this is the pre-game analysis of NBA TV Live. Sit back, relax, enjoy this pre-game analysis, and I'll be back later on to bring you some more analysis from the Spurs.
To take on the 4-1 Washington Wizards. Both teams obviously off to fabulous starts. Fred, we will start with Washington, who had an amazing scoring performance last night, 137 points against the Sonics, who clearly were struggling. But Washington, is that the kind of team they want to be, just that get up and run and score if you can?
Well, and it's really exciting for the fans in D.C., and that's what Eddie Jordan wants. They want to put pressure on you offensively. Talk about the 137, that's the most in 10 years, and you watch it, turnover by Ridenour in the open floor, player might have landed, but there's Antoine Jamison getting to the hoop, getting the finish. Again, but check out Gilbert Arenas going to the hoop, getting the left-handed scoop, the harm, the foul, the referee likes it. He says, son, and one. Then there's a steal, turnover in the open floor. Oh, what a great play here. Look at Gilbert Arenas, 32 points, 10 for 16 shooting. Tell you what, 7 rebounds as well. Wizards are tough.
And just to recap exactly what those numbers meant last night, they did set that MCI Center scoring record, though the building isn't that old. Most points since April 17th of 1995.
Wow.
They shot almost 59% from the floor. Seven players were in double figures. And yes, Gilbert Arenas, 32 points in 31 minutes of play. He had it going on.
Productivity, huh?
Yeah, productivity, they call that. All right, meanwhile, you have the San Antonio Spurs, who are 5-1 to start their season. And when you start talk about the Spurs, you always start with Tim Duncan, who has numbers like he always has had, 23, almost 12 rebounds a game. It begins with him.
You know, it's amazing. It begins with him. And, you know, people look at Tim Duncan because he has that stoic, poker-like face. Well, he doesn't have all the antics of pounding his chest. He just gets the job done every single night. And the big guy was darn good in Boston. When he goes to work, he plays. He has a turnaround jump shot. You've seen it off the glass. He has a hook shot. Here he is in the lane, working on Mark Blount. And then Tony Parker, he gets in the lane. Parker, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. But then let's bounce back to Tim Duncan again, because this guy is so good. Look at the defense here. He blocks a shot coming in the lane, 2 blocks in the night, and then he kisses it off with a 3-pointer. Duncan, 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks. That's big Tim Duncan. He does it all.
And when you look inside the numbers spread of the Spurs, a thing that has become a staple of who they are, they're only allowing less than 89 points per game for their opponents. So defense, still part of what they do to get it done in terms of winning in San Antonio. So two teams that are combined, 9-2 to start the season, just minutes away from the opening tip. Let's take you down to the MCI Center to the two gentlemen who will be calling tonight's action, Steve Buckhantz and Phil Chenier.
All right, Dee, thanks a lot. Well, as you know, the Wizards got deeper, and so did the San Antonio Spurs. Washington coming off a big win last night. But San Antonio are the NBA's champions, and so far, Phil, they're playing like it.
Well, they're 5-1, shooting the ball well, playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. They've got an awful lot of talent. Talking about adding Nick Van Exel and Michael Finley, they can go really, really deep.
Wizards will get a true measuring stick tonight. They had a 41-point blowout of Seattle last night. But this is the type of team you really like to go up against. And Washington beat San Antonio here last season.
Well, they certainly did. They split the two games. And Washington, coming off that big game against Seattle last night, certainly generated some momentum. But they've got to know that their work's cut out for them tonight going against this team.
San Antonio has always been a great defensive squad. That's where the work will be cut out for the Wizards tonight.
Well, no question. I mean, since Tim Duncan is joined this team, they've been one of the top defensive-rated teams. But, of course, Washington kind of new to that territory. They've held 4 of their 5 opponents under 40% shooting. They're number 1 in field goal percentage allowed.
And San Antonio is the number 1 team in the league in shooting. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Big challenge for this Wizards club. They are 4-1 on the season. With Phil Chenier, I'm Steve Buckhantz. Steve, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks to Steve and Phil. And Phil pointed out that while San Antonio has been good at defense for some time, that number of 89.6 points allowed by Washington in terms of their opponents, that's something new. We'll see if it can stand up here tonight.
Steve, right, that is something new. The Wizards really are not known for that defensive field goal percentage, but when you don't allow quality shots, it gets you in the open floor, you get rebounds, and this team wants to run.
We take a brief timeout. More to get to on the other side.
Okay, welcome back. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by the Spurs cast again. We have San Antonio playing the Washington Wizards. San Antonio started with the lineup of Bruce Bowen, Tim Duncan, Rajon Sturgis, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. It's the end of the road trip. Actually, it's the first back-to-back games they had this year for San Antonio. Last night they beat, or I should say they pummeled, the Boston Celtics. And tonight they're playing the Washington Wizards. And let me tell you, it's very nip and tuck right now. Finley and Barry are still out, so that means that Melvin Sanders, the newest Spur, is getting a lot of runtime. Let's go over quickly to some of the highlights of the first quarter. The first quarter, actually the first half, you know, really belonged to Manu Ginobili. In the first quarter, Manu's shot was perfect from downtown, 3-for-3. Gilbert Arenas, the key matchup of the night between Gilbert Arenas and Tony Parker. It was very obvious Gilbert Arenas did expose Tony Parker's lackness in size, I guess. He did use his strength to shoot over Tony Parker a couple times. But again, Gilbert Arenas started off hot, just hitting shot after shot. But, you know, Tony Parker in his new and improved season, he did not disappoint. And also, he had no choice not to disappoint because his girlfriend, Eva Longoria, is in the stands right now in the MCI Center. And he did not disappoint. He is holding his own, too. He is actually the second leading scorer behind Manu Ginobili with 16 points. It was a 27-24 after the first quarter, and the stud of the first quarter had to be Manu Ginobili. He's looking a lot better than he has in previous games. Just to show you how nip and tuck the first half was, there were 7 lead changes after the first quarter. Yeah, it is that tight of a game. Now, another bright spot for the Spurs was that in the first quarter, they only had 2 turnovers. I know that is something we've addressed here at the Spurs cast, that the turnovers have been, that's a stat that the Spurs don't want to beat a team with and have the most of. But it's a good sign, 2 turnovers for the game. Going into the second quarter, Manu Ginobili continued his hot streak. The theme of the first half should have been raining threes, because both teams were hitting three-pointers as if they were layups. Again, Ginobili was out of the shots he took for three-point line, he hit 3 of them. Bowen contributed with 3. Van Exel was hitting threes. So, again, this was like a three-point party tonight. Van Exel was looking good, too. He hit 2 threes, as a matter of fact, and playing stellar, veteran ball against the young pups. That'd be the Washington Wizards against Caron Butler and Gilbert Arenas. There was a few times during the second quarter, there was a lot of sloppy plays, busted plays, people not knowing their assignments. And one instance, Tim Duncan was given the ball in the post, but I think he expected a Tony to cut back underneath towards the bucket, and he kind of like lofted it up with Tony not there. So what happened was Tony then had to scramble back and grab the ball and give it back to Tim Duncan so he doesn't get called for a traveling violation. A lot of missed opportunities. The Spurs had a lot of second chance points, but turned the ball over, whether it be a fumbled pass or a shot that was knocked out of bounds. But again, they hung in there tight. The lead changes were going back and forth in the fourth quarter. And what happened was the Spurs started to open up a lead. At one point, it was a 5-point lead on the Washington Wizards. But the Washington Wizards went on an 8-0 run and then took the lead. From that point on, that's when it became, the lead changes again. And like I said, at the halftime score, the score, San Antonio 53, Washington 52. The leading scorer for the game so far for the San Antonio Spurs is Manu Ginobili. So looks like he won't be getting any Rusty Spur Awards tonight. So again, San Antonio winning by 1. And we'll be back with the post-game analysis. Maybe my colleague in San Antonio, Mike Pacella, will believe me when I say that Washington is a good team. He shrugged off the Wizards in the last podcast we did, but like I tried to tell him, they're not just the Wiz anymore. They are the new and improved Wizards. And hello, they made it to the playoffs in the second round. I hate to report this, guys, but the San Antonio Spurs, they lost. Their record fall now is to 4-2. They lost in the phone booth, that being the MCI Center, 110, Washington, San Antonio, 95. This was the Gilbert Arenas show. He scored 43 points in the game. So much talk for how Tony's going to show up against the elite point guards of the NBA. Don't get me wrong, Tony did score 20 points, but the fact of the matter is that here it is a big game. Tony needs to step it up, and he did not step it up on the level of Gilbert Arenas. The second half was just the Gilbert Arenas show. It was not the night for the Spurs when at the end of the third quarter, Arenas just flicks up a shot, half court, goes in, 3-pointer. Quickly, let me go over the third quarter. The Wizards were just surrounding Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan did not have a good game. He was totally off. Tim Duncan could not do anything. At one point, let's just put it this way, he missed 14 consecutive shots during the game. Yes, Tim Duncan missed 14 consecutive shots. Don't know what's going on with him. Don't know if he just had an off night. Don't know if they're tired, which looks like it, coming off back-to-back games. But then again, against Boston, they pretty much blew up Boston, and there was no reason for them to be fatigued since they had time to recoup. But continuing, as you can tell, Spurs listeners, I am not happy about this game. They just came out flat, and Washington just put the hurting on them. We dropped a bomb on the Boston last night. Well, Washington dropped the bomb on us tonight. Ginobili was pretty much the only player who really was showing some fire. Ginobili does look back to his old form. that nagging injury didn't look like it was bothering him tonight. He scored 28 points, so he paced the Spurs in that department. But you know what, Spurs, one guy isn't enough. Ginobili needed help. He got some of it from Tony. He got a little bit of it from Bruce Bowen. He got nothing from Tim Duncan, and Tim Duncan is our foundation. We go as our foundation goes. If the foundation is shaky, cracking, we're all going to collapse. During the third quarter, that's when Washington took it over. They started out and they took a 7-point lead and they never looked back. To show that it was Gilbert Arenas' night, he scored 38 points after three quarters. And at the end of the third quarter, it was 85-78. In the fourth quarter, again, no Tim Duncan. As I said before, he missed 14 straight shots. It's not going to happen, Spurs fans. Spurs cast listeners, this is not acceptable. There was no bench support. The bench got the Spurs bench got handed by the Wizards bench. It was just a slaughter. You know what? So much for the vaunted San Antonio defense. You know, here we are. We preach and preach about defense. Defense wins games. Defense wins this. But you know what? The tables are turned tonight. The Spurs, who are leading the league right now and only allowing a shade under 89 points, which is like 88.3, I think. Well, so much for the D, huh? The Wizards scored 110 points and shot 55% from the field. Again, Spurs shot 41%. From three-point land, Spurs shot 57%, and Washington shot 50%. The only bright spot to the game is that the free throw percentage is still going higher and higher as a team. Spurs shot 8-for-6 from the free throw line. They shot 86% from the free throw line, while Washington shot 68%. Team rebound, San Antonio 39, Washington 40. And team assist, 14 for San Antonio, 21 for Washington. You know, like I said, it was just like a tale of two players, literally. Here we have Gilbert Arenas, who couldn't seem to miss a shot, while Tim Duncan could not just make one. Yeah, Duncan connected on his first two attempts from the floor, but then, hey, you know what? He got wise. He figured out how not to make the basket. It was just horrible. I mean, like I said before, I have to correct myself. He missed 15 straight shots. Not going to happen, Tim Duncan. He wound up 3-for-18 shooting with 11 points and 14 rebounds. He got a double-double, but barely. What else is going on with this pathetic show tonight by the San Antonio Spurs? Again, Tony Parker did show up. He's continuing his hot shooting and hot scoring. But again, you matched him up against Gilbert Arenas. And, well, Gilbert Arenas showed him how a real point guard should play. San Antonio, the Spurs, we missed the first 7 shot attempts of the fourth quarter. And you know what? Washington just pulled away. It was pretty bad. It was not a good sight to see. It was horrible to see as a Spurs fan, and I'm just disgusted. You know, they end up the road game, well, the road tour, if you will, 3-2, so they came back with a winning record, but not a way to begin and end. You know, they began the road trip with a loss against Dallas, and they end the road trip with a loss against Washington. So hopefully fortunes can turn, and because the next game they have will be at home against Atlanta, be in the SBC Center. So hopefully Spurs can get a rebound game and get back on the winning track. Some notes to say. Before I get into that, let's go ahead and go more into this team stat comparison. Turnovers are even at 13. Steals, San Antonio had 6. Washington had 9. A block shot, San Antonio had 1. Washington 3. Fast break points, this was kind of lopsided. San Antonio 15, Washington 26. And again, the largest lead the Spurs had at one point was 5. Washington, their largest lead against the San Antonio Spurs, was 18. Again, this was not a good game to end the road trip. And they lose again, breaking their record now to 5-2. Washington goes up to 5-1. Final score one more time, 110 Washington, San Antonio 95. Okay, some individual stats. Bruce Bowen played 42 minutes, shot 5 from 8 from the field, 2 from 3 from 3-point land, and had 3 rebounds, 1 assist for a total of 12 points. Tim Duncan, well, we mentioned his line. Cover it with a piece of cloth because it just stunk. I'm not going to even go into it. Rasun Ostarevich played 27 minutes, 1 from 2 from the field, had 5 rebounds and 2 points. Manu Ginobili, you know, he was the only bright spot, him and Tony Parker. But again, Tony Parker got overshadowed by Gilbert Arenas in the point guard department. Ginobili, 32 minutes, 8 for 12 shooting, was 4 from 7 from 3-point land, was perfect from free throw shooting stripe, 8 for 8, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 28 points. TP, 38 minutes, 10 for 20 shooting, was perfect from free throw line, 3 for 3, 2 rebounds, 6 assists. But again, Tony, you got to watch your turnovers. He had 6 turnovers. He did have 3 steals and ended with 23 points. Nick Van Exel, 25 minutes, 4 from 10 for shooting, perfect from 3-point land at 2 for 2, perfect from free throw line, 3 for 3, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 13 points. Robert Horry, 18 minutes, 2 for 7 shooting, had 5 rebounds and 4 points. Melvin Sanders played 9 minutes. Big Fat Donut did not score 1 point, missed all 3 shots he took. He ended up with 2 rebounds and 1 steal. Nazi Muhammad played 5 minutes. Big Fat Goose Egg, 0 points. Beno Udrich, 3 minutes, 2 points. Fabrizio Berto was, again, part of... he only got 3 minutes, so he scored nothing. And Sean Marks played 3 minutes, and he scored nothing at all. The Spurs on the losing end. San Antonio 95, Washington 110. You know, the key to the second half for the San Antonio was to get Tim Duncan going, but they never did. It was just almost painful to watch Tim Duncan missing shot after shot after shot. And some of the shots at point-blank range where he had to do just flip it in, and there you go, easy layup. But the lid was on tight at the phone booth, that being an MCI Center in Washington. you know, Washington had an undersized front court, and they did a damn good job at fronting Tim Duncan, and they prevented a lot of passes to him in the low post. He only took 1 shot in the second quarter. Hey, and guess what? Like tonight, he missed it. Even though the Spurs were leading at halftime 53-52, you know what? It was just not the Spurs' night. You know, I think a lot of fatigue could have been a factor. But again, you just have to give credit where credit is due. Washington put the hurt on our defending champions. They were more pumped for the game. They seemed to be use this as a gauge to see where their team is at. And you know, if any doubters, Paisley, think that Washington is just a pushover, they're not, as they showed us tonight. So again, you know what? Maybe this is the last time I should do a Spurs podcast, because you know, see what happens when I do it by myself? They lose, which is not a good thing. So I don't want to jinx it. Hopefully the crew will be back for the next game, which will be against Atlanta. And I wish I could give you some better news, Spurs fans, but again, we lost. Record is now 4-2. Let's just hope that the other Southwest Division teams lose so the Spurs can maintain their first place position in the division. That's about it. I'll talk to you later, guys. Have a good night.
Are you tired of all that political correctness bullshit? Want to hear a podcast from a real guy talking about genuine stuff guys really talk about?
Hey, guys. Y'all tired of lowering the seat on the toilet for your women? You know, we're men, we lift this toilet seat up.
You found it. It's Cooler Talk with Jeff podcast at coolertalkwithjeff.com.
Hey, this is Jeff of coolertalkwithjeff.com.
Hear personal stories.
I had to go to the fucking dentist this week. Yes, the dentist. And you know what? I am just squeamish when I go to a dentist. I hate going to dentist. It's like a nightmare come true for me.
Hot babes on the website.
You guys need to go out there to vote for the next month's Cooler Girl of the Month.
Hear weird stories you might have missed in your goddamn USA Today.
Give you some of the strange, bizarre, quirky articles that you may not have heard of.
How about some kick-ass rock music?
I also play some of the best rock music around.
Here it is. It's CoolerTalkWithJeff.com.
Thanks for subscribing. And if you're not a subscriber, come on by my website.
Let me tell you, this guy's off. You might even hear Jeff do an impression or two.
Ring, ring. Yes, is Miss French woman there?
Oh, yes, this is she. Don't be confused. It may sound like a man, but I'm really a woman.
I told you he might be a little off.
Oh, and don't listen to what this voiceover guy says. My podcast does kick ass.
That's Cooler Talk with Jeff Podcast. Come listen now. Subscribe at CoolerTalkWithJeff.com or check it out in iTunes.